It was 40 years ago this week that the University of Georgia permitted black students to enroll for the first time. Students Hamilton Holmes and Charlene Hunter broke a race barrier that had been in place since the university was founded in 1785. Today, the University of Georgia continues to struggle with black enrollment. Of the 34,000 students at the university, only 2,000 are black. Many say black students need to feel more welcome on a campus they believe hangs on to a racist past. From Athens, Steve Lichtai reports.
Some of those involved in the desegregation of the University of Georgia returned to campus on January 9th, the date of the 40th anniversary. There were speeches, a video tribute, a journalist roundtable, and the renaming of the building that Hamilton Holmes and Charlene Hunter entered 4 decades ago to register for classes. It's now called the Holmes-Hunter Academic Building. Charlene Hunter Gault spoke at the dedication.
I have always felt that the bond between Hamilton and me was at least as thick as blood. And now, it's as thick as cement.
Before each event that day, a small group of African-American students dressed entirely in black handed out leaflets. They stated that the university lacks a commitment to diversity. The protest was silent, but on a student radio show a few weeks earlier, several minority students talked about what can be done to make campus more diverse. Melody Kopenny is an African-American student from the Atlanta suburb of Decatur, Georgia.
How can you make minorities come to a school that they don't feel that they're welcome to be at?
Exactly.
I mean, you can try to recruit, you can try to retain as much as you want to, but if they just decide for themselves they don't want to come here, what can you do about that?
Kopenny's question is one that university administrators say they're trying to answer. But for Renita Ward, a 23-year-old graduate student who came here as an undergrad 6 years ago, the question of how to recruit minority students and make them feel comfortable here can't be answered until the university addresses its legacy of racism.
University of Georgia was desegregated 40 years ago. So what that says to me is some people who walk on this campus, their mothers and fathers were the very same people who stood outside saying they didn't want niggers to go to this school.
Black students at the university say they're often reminded of its racist past. Some of the campus buildings were constructed with the aid of slave labor. The surrounding fraternity and sorority houses look like plantation homes. One sorority grows cotton in its front yard. And until recently, a fraternity right next to campus often flew a 10 by 15 foot Confederate battle flag. The vice president for student affairs, Richard Mullendore, who's white, convinced the members of the Kappa Alpha fraternity to take the flag down a few weeks ago. He didn't appeal to their concern for race relations, but rather their concern for UGA football.
Imagine yourself as an African-American senior in high school football player looking at the University of Tennessee, the University of Florida, and the University of Georgia. And you're driving down and you drive past this huge battle flag. What do you think about the environment of this university that you'd be coming into versus what you see in Knoxville or Gainesville?
Mullendore says the removal of the flag is a major step toward helping blacks feel comfortable on campus. Black students often told Mullendore the flag was a concern, but they also say they're made more uncomfortable by the sheer lack of black faces on campus. John Morrow is a professor of history. He's been at Georgia for 12 years and is the only chaired black professor at the university. He says the low number of black students and black faculty and staff make African Americans feel like unwelcome guests.
I think often white students and faculty and administrators still feel that it is their institution and that they are being very decent to allow a few black students and black faculty to go here because to these white folks, for some reason or another, no matter how good your work is, no matter what you do, you still really don't belong at the University of Georgia.
Partly to blame, says Morrow, is that white students and faculty sometimes believe black students didn't earn their way into the university, that they were let in because they're black. Mark Anthony Thomas, a senior and the first black editor of the student newspaper, says he's got nothing to prove to white students and faculty.
Like, I'm an Atlanta Braves English scholar.
they didn't even know I was African American when I was selected out of 100 people to be their scholar for 97, 98. But because of my writing ability, I won that. But that's where we have to come and show people that we can be student leaders, we can do all these great things. So that you don't have people just always assuming that African Americans only got in because of affirmative action.
Thomas is referring to the university's former race-based admission standards, which gave a slight advantage to some minority applicants, often fewer than 20 per year. The policy is no longer in place because a federal judge ruled it unconstitutional. The University of Georgia is appealing. Thomas says his decision to come to the university had nothing to do with affirmative action. He applied because of its academic reputation and, most importantly, the Hope Scholarship, a lottery-funded program that pays full tuition for any in-state student with a B average or higher. In fact, Hope is a major attraction for all students. But, says Thomas, black students also come to UGA to give them an advantage in landing a job.
If you manage to come to the University of Georgia, that means you're not so, I guess, sheltered in the black community that you know how to work with white people, you know how to work with other races. So we can hire you a lot quicker than someone who went to Morehouse College or Morris Brown College where they're accustomed to only blacks. That's why I think people will come here.
That statement is true in part, says Chi-Chi Patrick, a biracial senior from an Atlanta suburb. She says a degree from the university is more than a tool to impress a white employer. Patrick is vice president of the student government and a former homecoming queen. She's accomplished so much here that university officials send her to predominantly black high schools in Georgia to help them recruit.
Half the minority students don't even want to know, well, how is it like to be a minority student? They want to know, am I going to be okay? Just as a regular college student on your campus, am I going to be okay?
A black student on campus will likely be okay, says Robert Pratt, a black professor of history. But campus life may not be as socially progressive as they might expect.
There are still pockets of deeply entrenched segregation on this campus. And anybody who is honest with you will tell you that. There are bars in the town to the extent that that is an extension of the university where black students simply do not feel comfortable and where they do not venture.
It's ultimately the administration's responsibility to help black students feel comfortable, says graduate student Renita Ward. That can happen, she says, by getting more black students in the classroom.
I would like to feel like administration really has a strong, aggressive commitment to diversity. Why don't you develop some of the same recruiting techniques that you have for your sports program? We have tons of black males on the football field.
Ward says she wants an office devoted solely to the recruitment and retention of minority students and faculty. Richard Mullendor, the vice president for student affairs, says the university is committed to increasing the black student population. He cites the appeal of the ban on race-based admissions as a major sign of commitment. However, to truly increase the number of black students, he says, will take a lot of time.
We have to be starting to cultivate African-American students in the 6th and 7th and 8th grade. The pipeline's got to be developed, and once the pipeline is developed, we'll see the results. But it's going to take some time.
And now, 40 years after the first two black students enrolled, the question remains: how long will it take until black students feel fully accepted at the University of Georgia? For NPR News, I'm Steve Lickteig in Athens, Georgia.